on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, I can't believe he's blaming Raw either, Brandon. Oh, hey, Abe's here for Mike. He's in. It's Dukes and Bell. That is a message from Brandon on social media.
You finally got one, because I got a bunch going the other way directed my way.
Yeah,
you
know? Well.
I know you've seen some of them. You've been tagged.
I've not seen any of them. All I see is Dukes continue to spit fire and tell Abe he's crazy about the blame he's trying to assess to people who were not in the know. They trusted a guy. And then we find out, again, that's that highlight that they show on the quarterback show where Cousins gets hit in the Saints game and he comes off to the sidelines like, yeah, his shoulder's a little sore. And he's, you knew. He knew then.
So did we, by the way.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the hit. No, I didn't.
No, but you.
That was the hit until weeks later.
You knew he was limited in some capacity by something.
I honestly didn't know why.
I don't care why.
Well, that matters, though. It matters if it was something. See, here's the deal. We all assume it was something physical and ended up being that. But we didn't know. Abe, they're real. They're human beings. Things happen in their lives. We don't know what's going on. You don't know why a guy mentally slides. Why is Monty Harris not hitting? Exactly. We don't know why. It could be something physical. It could be something going on in his personal life. We don't know. I didn't assume that with Kirk Cousins to just think until I found out, like most of you, oh, maybe this was the hit. And then people started posting. And Dukes, look at this hit. That's when
you know,
I realized.
You know which one did it for me?
What?
Do you remember that stat where it's like first quarterback in 58 years to not throw a ball over 40 miles an hour? Do you remember that?
That's what
I don't remember
it.
The exact stat, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
That was the one where I'm like, that right there.
Something's wrong.
Now I've seen it with my eyes and I think something's off. Now I've got a stat telling me this dude's got no jump to his arm.
Yeah. Well,
that was the one for me where I'm like, all right, can we pull the plug?
Can we do something?
And guess what? We didn't. We sat there two more weeks and a bye week.
Actually, it was, 4 weeks?
What? But from – you weren't going to make a change until the Denver game, until after the Denver game, in my opinion.
Which was leading into the bye week.
Into the bye. So from there, it was two more weeks plus a bye week before the change actually came.
Yeah. And he won the Raiders game. Don't ask me how.
Maybe three more because you had the Raiders, the Vikings,
that's right.
The Chargers.
And he threw for 344. See, that's the thing.
By the way, and I know you didn't watch it.
What's that?
Go back and watch the highlights from the show of that game. Those aren't tough throws.
You're talking about the Vikings
game? The Vikings game.
Yeah. He racked up a lot of yards.
He had nothing going on with the arm.
Well, they knew that, I think, at that
apparently
point.
Apparently not, or they would have made a change,
but
Carl.
But he still threw for 344, didn't he?
Yippee-skippy.
All right. 404-726-0929. Why are we discussing this? I said this as we started the show. We have to. Sometimes I come in here, I don't want to do it, but I have to. We owe it to you to give you the truth. And this is now more truth to this story, and it adds to it. So we're talking about what came out in this documentary. Can we play this before we get into some other stuff, 4th and 1 on the way? By the way, in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United. He's on the way as well. Yeah, man, no man. Day-Day's back from an incredible trip with his wife out west. He'll tell you all about that. But can we hear this Cousins talk about describing losing feeling in his elbow and arm and having no power?
My shoulder started to really throb. So I knew right away, like, okay, this is a little more serious. Once I lost my shoulder and my elbow, I didn't have many more places to lean on. To get the power I needed.
The clock is running. They got to be thinking touchdown here. Cousins, tight window, picked off. Tyrann Mathieu.
And the ball game is over.
Sorry. It took me back to a flashback I didn't want to remember. I thought we had a shot. I thought he was going to make a play right there.
Did you?
Yeah. Instead, he was out there hurt and cheating everybody. That's what he was doing. He knew we couldn't make that throw. I mean, Greg Olsen's on the cast like, yeah, they're looking, they got to be thinking touchdown here. Yeah, we were, Greg.
I will disagree with you on this. As I still think in the game that it happened, I don't know if he was aware of the full limitations.
Okay.
You got to remember, the comment that he said, my shoulder didn't have the power, that all came well after the moment. That came in a sit-down after the fact. I think in the moment he still wasn't sure.
You don't think he knew?
No, no. That day? No.
He's a quarterback. Of course he knew he had no power.
I think that day, you're still running off. I don't think it's fully set in yet. I think after that is when he knew.
Have you ever had?
Probably.
Have you ever had or felt like you've been concussed?
I mean, I've been concussed.
So you knew.
I got concussed bad.
Okay.
I didn't know anything that day.
You were completely out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For like hours.
Okay. All right.
For hours.
That's bad. I've had two really bad concussions in my life. One was sports related. One was just recreational, bike riding, come over the handlebars. Point is this.
Trying to pop a wheelie?
Mm-mm. Racing friends down the damn hill and
nice.
Lost control. When I was concussed in sports, I knew. And you knew that you had your bell rung, as they used to say.
Right.
But guess what? Wanted to play, right?
Sure.
That's what we do. But I knew. Quarterbacks know when their arms are not the same. And that's my example to this. I don't think he knew in the moment. No, I think he knew. But even in the moment, he was unwilling to accept it and realize the problem that it was going to cause, not only in that game, but ultimately moving forward as he continued to try to hide it.
And the issue's not in that game specifically. I don't think you're bringing in Penix unless you're really, really forced to in the moment.
Unless he was knocked out.
Zero preparation.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why it bothers me it doesn't happen after the Broncos game. You had time to prepare. You can adjust the game plan and make things necessary that you needed to make necessary. It was never going to happen in the moment in the Saints game. I think we all understand that.
All right. Your comments are welcome. We got a lot more to get to with this. I'll tell you my biggest problem and biggest issue, as he admitted it in this documentary. And again, I don't know. You went through all episodes, but would you say, and again, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but what episode was the best one Falcon-related, would you say? What episode? 3, 4?
They really spaced it out. And you don't, unless you actually care about the pre-draft stuff, which I think if you want to make a big deal out of it, whatever.
They had to put that in.
That's episode one. Move past it.
Yeah.
You can go straight to like the last 6 minutes of episode 4.
Okay, that's cheating.
And start there.
Yes.
And because that's when the Saints, we all know the story, 6-3 and things are rolling and.
You still
walk in your trap, look, take over your trap, I'm swag.
That was episode 3. Episode 3 kind of goes
swag,
through the whole
I'm
Saints,
surf.
Bucks, all that stuff. All
last
the,
6 minutes
the
of episode
memories.
4 is when the season takes a turn.
Okay, but I don't want to cheat. I
season
watch
3
it all.
Is when you kind of get the whole, they build it up. Really,
none of that,
very, very
none of that's relevant. Just start,
really,
start
really
last 6 minutes of episode 4.
You know what?
Just trust me.
I said don't spoil it for people. And you literally go 6 minutes of this episode.
You literally asked, where's the good stuff?
I expect you to say episodes 3, 4, and 5.
I remember you asked Abe.
No.
Thank you, Day-Day. Thank you.
I didn't say, you can still watch episode 2 and 3 if you want.
4, yes, that's what I was hoping you'd say. Not like, okay, you just want 3 minutes of this episode.
Last 6 minutes, episode 4. It's not 3, it's last 6.
It's the last time I'm asking you about Cliff Notes. That's it. That's the last time I'm going to ask you.
I just saved you 2 hours.
You're just like Mike Bell. You know what? You can't. You can't keep a secret. You can't just go, watch the whole thing. It's absolutely incredible. You have to say, watch the 5 minutes of this specific episode,
yeah,
and you're good.
Well, no, that's when it starts. That's when it all starts. You have to watch episode 5, 6, 7, 2. You have to watch the rest.
All right,
but
it,
like, if you really just want to start with the downfall of the Falcons, you could start at the very end of episode 4. Because it was a waste. Like,
I enjoyed episode 3.
Nah,
Thank you, Orin.
No, because no one wants to see that. You right. know darn well we're all here for the same stuff.
Okay.
We're all looking to get mad and blame someone.
Oh, I know who I'm mad at, and I know who I'm blaming.
Well, me too.
But do you want to watch a movie, Abe, and just get to the point where the hero beats the bad?
Exactly.
The villain, or do you
I can't
the
tell
villain
you.
Beforehand?
You should have just fast-forwarded all the way to the end game. All right? You watched Endgame 3 hours to get to the climax.
You're missing the point. This goes back to Jurassic World Rebirth. Anytime I go to a movie.
Oh, goodness.
That I think is probably a little longer than it needs to be, and I know immediately which storyline I would have entirely removed. That means that storyline didn't need to be there.
Can I tell you
something?
And
episodes 2 and 3 for the Falcons and Kirk Cousins is a storyline for me that didn't need to be there.
Move this man!
I'm saving our loving audience 2.5 hours.
Okay. I told my wife this yesterday when I got home. And she said, does Abe not realize that kids go to the movie in the summer and you need to be able to draw parents in with their kids to go see a movie like Jurassic Rebirth? Abe, you are that single dude sitting in the movies going, let's go. Let's hurry up with
only
this.
Only if it's an unnecessary storyline. There's plenty of movies that I'm like, they needed every bit of these storylines.
That's part of this. It's a summer movie blockbuster. It's a
dinosaurs.
Oh, goodness.
Not there to see brother-sister relationship.
It was good.
They should have killed one of them.
And by the way, that sounded weird. That's not exactly what it is.
Well,
that sounded weird. There is a
siblings.
Brother. Yeah, there are siblings, but it's not what you said it was.
Well, no.